Fire.
Just a feel irie.
And for many birds,
a time to look their best to attract a new mate. This American goldfinch has recently molted. Its old worn-down feathers have fallen out, and new ones have grown in. The male is now a vivid yellow with a striking black back and wings. When goldfinches molt in the fall, they lose these brightly colored feathers. That way, they may hang around all winter unnoticed. Their winter camouflage helps them blend in with the drab background of the season. In spring, they molt again, making a dramatic change into their stunning breeding plumage. And the goldfinch isn't the only bird to make this surprising transition. The willow ptarmigan, a bird of the northern latitudes, is rusty brown in summer, blending in with the tundra where it nests. In the fall, its plumage changes to winter white, matching the landscape. Some gulls, like these laughing gulls, and also the Bonaparte's gull, add dapper black or brown hoods for the breeding season. Summer, fall, winter, or spring, we're glad you listened to Bird Note.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, home of Burnaby Rock, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory high atop Burnaby Mountain in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This episode was pre-recorded at my land assembly in East Vancouver on the traditional unceded territory of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Welcome back. Starting that set was Central Heat Exchange, who are still hanging around. Then it was a new single from Holy Drug Couple, who are from Chile. Then it was the Golden Age of Wrestling. After that it was Elka, a techno artist from the UK, and then YL Hui again with a better song. Then it was two from Koreatown Acid. I'm not sure why Koreatown Acid doesn't get more love on campus and community radio in this country, from one programmer to another, or perhaps just to the ether. If you want to make your numbers and look good doing it, play Koreatown Acid. And that set finished up with Tayona. To be clear, my only mandate on this program is to play music I think is good. Admittedly, there are probably more breakbeats and lasers on tonight's show than any of the previous 66. I love breakbeats and lasers, okay, and honestly, I just work with what's out there. So if there's an abundance of one subgenre and a dearth of another, that's just how it is. I could joke about how all I've found in 2022 so far is punk and ambient music, and there is plenty of that coming up soon. But as for what's next, I could say I'm rediscovering my roots, except that would be a lie because I don't usually play stuff like this either.
around.